Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Monday, April 15th. Jaguars voluntary offseason program begins today. The Jaguars, according to Adam Schefter, they have also rehired Tom Gamble, rejoins the front office after a couple nice years at Michigan for him. He and Balke have an extensive history together in the NFL, going back to San Francisco, then in 2021 with the Jaguars as well. Not sure exactly what his role will be, but the Jaguars do already have their assistant GM in place and Ethan Waugh, another guy who came over from San Francisco to join Trent Baalke in this front office. We'll see what it is for Tom Gamble, what that official position is. But the draft rules all, and it's next week. It is next week, next Thursday, April 25th. Incredible that it's finally almost here. So, of course, it is Mock Draft Monday. Over the last couple weeks, we've been looking at different scenarios for the Jaguars, specific draft scenarios, right? Like trade up for a receiver, different things like that. Today, it is fully predictive. This is what I think Trent Baalke will try to accomplish in the NFL draft next week. Really excited to get into it. If you guys enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Again, really appreciate y'all being here. Appreciate the support, tuning into these videos every single day. So, getting into this mock draft. I think that the Jaguars, as I've said many times, I do think that they would like to trade down in this draft. Of course, it does depend on how the board falls, but the way I see it, there is so much talent at positions of need for the Jaguars that should be available beyond 17 overall. So I have the Jaguars trading down here in this one, with the Dallas Cowboys to get to 24, trading down from 17 to 24. They also acquire a third-round pick in order to do so. They acquire pick number 87 from the Cowboys, and then they draft cornerback Kool-Aid McKinstry. The Jaguars' biggest need is corner. You just look at their roster, look at their roster makeup, look at where the money is being spent. They're not spending any money at the cornerback position. Outside of Ronald Darby, who is on a cheap veteran deal, Tyson Campbell on a second-round contract. And beyond that, it's all veteran minimum-type deals and rookie deals. So you look at cornerback, I think the Jaguars, if they had to, could they go out there and start Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby and Darnell Savage at nickel and feel comfortable with that to start the 2024 season? Yes, but there's no depth. There's no real future, right? Ronald Darby, you could move on from his deal after the 2024 season. Tyson Campbell is on a rookie contract. So enter Kool-Aid McKinstry, who I think is the best press man cornerback in this class. He has very good size. He has great length at the cornerback position. He has experience playing press man coverage. He has enough athleticism, right? You saw him run in the mid-4.4s with the Jones fracture in his foot. And he's supposed to be ready to go for the offseason program or for the rookie minicamp, OTAs, training camp, obviously, all that good stuff after getting that Jones fracture repaired. To me, he's just very technically sound. He is aggressive when he needs to be. He can be more poised and patient when he needs to be. He has experience in press. He has experience in off-man coverage. He's also a very good run defender. He's got the size, the length, the athletic profile, a guy that was able to start games at Alabama as a freshman while Nick Saban was the head coach. That is an incredibly difficult feat to accomplish as a corner. Like, you have to be a talented, smart corner to get on the field for Nick Saban. And to do it as a freshman, really impressive. So I think Kool-Aid McKinstry would be a great pick for the Jaguars. I'd be fine with taking him at 17 overall. He wouldn't be the highest available player on my board in all likelihood at 17. But getting him down at 24, I think, is a very good value for a position I do believe the Jaguars are targeting in the first round. Think they absolutely are. Sure, if certain things play out in a certain way. Maybe they pivot and they go in a different direction in the first round, come back around in the second round and get a corner. But to me, I think that they would love to draft someone like Kool-Aid McKinstry in the mid-20s. I think that that would be ideal for Trent Baalke. And then at 48 overall, defensive lineman Michael Hall Jr., a guy that the Jaguars are hosting for a top 30 visit, just like Kool-Aid McKinstry and a bunch of other corners. But defensive lineman Michael Hall Jr. out of Ohio State, we'll do a more detailed breakdown on him later on. But the bottom line is he's 6'3", 33.5-inch arms, 299 pounds, ran a 4.75 40-yard dash. He is a great athlete. He's a fantastic interior pass rusher, a guy that has a bag of pass rush moves, has the athleticism, the explosiveness off the line, the flexibility, the contact balance, the lateral agility to be a real game wrecker on the interior. And to me, he would be an ideal heir apparent, as I mentioned on Twitter, to Eric Armstead, right? And we know we haven't seen Eric Armstead play any snaps in Jacksonville, and we plan on seeing him play a lot of snaps in Jacksonville. I think he's still going to be playing at a very high level, but getting a Michael Hall Jr. in there to not only learn from Eric Armstead, but to contribute to this pass rush from day one makes a lot of sense to me, right? This is a guy that he does have run defense upside as like a three tech or a edge player, but as a pass rusher, he's ready to go from the interior right now. I think that you line him up with Eric Armstead, Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker, that is a dynamic group of four on third down to go get after the quarterback, to push the pocket, to make things difficult for opposing offenses. So I think that makes a lot of sense, and the Jaguars are showing interest in him. And then with the next pick here, it's slated to be 87, but we have the Jaguars trading that pick from the Dallas Cowboys, trading 87 overall and 114 overall to get up to 73 to select wide receiver Devontae Walker early in the third round. I think the Jaguars, they want to add receiver. They absolutely do. But they also know they are investing a lot in Christian Kirk, a good amount in Gabe Davis. Zay Jones is still on the books as well. Obviously investing in Evan Ingram, who is a pseudo receiver, even though he's listed at tight end. But they do want to add some speed to the position, in my opinion. I think Devontae Walker gives you a good combination of size, length, you know, vertical leaping ability. He can go up and get the football, but also just an absolute burner, somebody who can stretch the field on the outside. So you now talk about Gabe Davis, who is a vertical threat X, Devontae Walker, who can be a vertical threat Z, and then Christian Kirk, Evan Ingram, the rest of those guys working intermediate and underneath. I think that it's a good combination. I don't think that Devontae Walker is the most consistent receiver. I don't think that he is the best route runner right now. And when I say the best route runner, that's a specific type of route, right? He doesn't do super well when he has to come to a stop and go in a different direction. But when you're talking about running...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Deep overs, digs, nine routes, corners, posts. Devontae Walker can do all that. He can stretch the field in a big way. And again, he doesn't have to be that wide receiver one that comes in and is immediately a complete receiver. He just has to play a role for the Jaguars in year one. And I do think he has the talent to do that. I think getting him in the third round does make sense. That's where I have him valued. Trading up to get him, would I trade up to get him? Probably not. But I think that the Jaguars, you know, they've shown interest in him with a top 30 visit. I think he kind of fits the profile of what they'll be looking for in this wide receiver class, right? At 96, cornerback. Yes, another corner. Chris Abrams-Drain. As I mentioned, I don't think the Jaguars have a ton of depth at corner. Yes, they have invested late round picks at the position. There's a couple veterans out there that they have that, you know, maybe can contribute. But I think they need to get younger. I think they need to get more talented. Chris Abrams-Drain, he's not the biggest. He's not the strongest, but he plays above his weight class. You know, he plays in the 180s, about 5'11", but he does have good length for his size. and he plays incredibly physically. He's a good athlete overall, in my opinion. I know that the RAS score won't look great for him, but, you know, he runs in the 4.4s. He's got length. He plays physically. He's very sticky in coverage overall. I think at worst, you're drafting him to be a long-term nickel. But I think he can play outside. He played mostly outside opposite Ennis Rakestraw at Missouri. But again, a guy who, like Kool-Aid McKinstry, not afraid to be physical against the run, very good in coverage, uses his length well. I think you bring in a Kool-Aid McKinstry and a Chris Abrams Drain, and you've got a really nice couple young corners to build around for the future. And you still have Tyson Campbell, who I think should be in the future plans for the Jacksonville Jaguars. That could be a very nice group of three to move forward with. You know, Ronald Darby not going to be around forever. He is an older player, a guy who has dealt with injuries, a guy who has moved on from team to team quite often throughout his career, right? He has been on the move. So I think you could feel really good about Kool-Aid, Chris Abrams-Drain, and Tyson Campbell as your top three moving beyond 2024. And of course, that does require the Jaguars to go ink Tyson Campbell to a new deal following the 2024 season. Or maybe they preemptively do it, right? Like, you've seen the Jaguars struggle, right? With keeping their own talent, maybe they're in a position now where they feel like, let's go re-sign Tyson, let's re-sign Andre. These guys have shown that they're hard workers, that they're good football players. We'll see if that actually happens, but I think it should. Just my two cents there. At 116 overall, another edge that the Jaguars have shown interest in. Jalix Hunt out of Houston Baptist, a guy who was playing in the secondary a few years ago, but he has the length, the athleticism, the just undeniable explosiveness and bend. He's a project, but the physical traits are all there. I think fourth round is probably the area where Trent Baalke's like, yeah, give me a project edge rusher. You've seen him do it before multiple times, you know, throughout his draft history with the Jaguars. When you look at Yasir Abdullah last year, and then obviously they went and drafted Jordan Smith as well a couple years ago. But yeah, I think Jalix Hunt makes sense for the Jaguars in the fourth round. Not a pick that I would make per se, but I could see them just falling in love with the traits that he brings to the table. At 153 overall, interior offensive lineman Mason McCormick. I have a hard time seeing him make it this far down the board, but he was available in this mock draft. I think there are going to be interior offensive linemen at 153 the Jaguars feel comfortable with. I think they want to try to fortify their offensive line a little bit later in this draft. I know they have some needs they want to address before that, but I do think they're going to be looking to fortify the back end of the offensive line. And right, they have three offensive tackles they feel good about. They have their three starters on the interior. They like Luke Fortner. They also like Cooper Hodges. So there is some depth to this roster on the offensive line, but I think adding a Mason McCormick or someone who's available at 153 makes a lot of sense for them. But Mason McCormick specifically out of South Dakota State, he's got enough length on the interior, a fantastic athlete from a testing perspective. Somebody who on tape I thought looked a little bit stiff, but he's an ass kicker. He's a bully. He's a guy that I think could come in as a rotational guy or a backup and then eventually develop into a starter for you. And I think that makes a lot of sense. And then at 212, I have his teammate, offensive tackle Garrett Greenfield, again, out of South Dakota State, a guy who has the length, the athleticism. I think that as a potential swing tackle or even potential starter down the road, getting a Garrett Greenfield on day three of the draft would be fantastic for the Jaguars. And then at 236, kicker Harrison Mevis. Look, the Jags, yeah, they brought it back Riley Patterson. They brought in Joey Sly. I don't think they're confident in either of those options. You know, when they went to sign the kicker from Denver, Will Lutz, by way of New Orleans, spent a long time in New Orleans and then went to Denver. They wanted to sign Will Lutz to a three-year deal. Then they go to the Joey Sly contract. It's a one-year contract. I don't think they're confident in what they have at kicker, and I don't think they should be. Look, Riley Patterson, very accurate inside of 50, good on extra points, but the guy does not have a big leg. Not a great kickoff guy and not a guy who you feel comfortable kicking 50-plus yard kicks. And then Joey Sly, he's just inaccurate from all areas of the field. So I think you should go get a kicker. I think the Jaguars know they should go get a kicker. And Harrison Mevis, he's not the guy I'm most confident in, but he does have a huge leg. Like, he's made a 60-plus yard kick in his college career out of Missouri. And so I think that Heath Farwell could say, look, he's got that leg. We can get the accuracy. And he has been fairly accurate throughout his career. But get the consistency down. Give us the talent. And Harrison Mevis certainly does have that. So I think that the Jaguars, I think Heath Farwell, will be kind of pounding the table for someone like that. We will see how it plays out. But really appreciate you guys tuning in. Please let me know what you think about this mock draft. Again, fully predictive, not necessarily what I would do, what I think Trent Baalke is going to try to accomplish in this 2024 NFL draft, which is next week. Again, let me know what you think in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear if you want to support the channel further. Y'all have a good one.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.